I'm thinking of a scripture. And I'm gonna, I think, and I read this and I'm gonna close. Let me see, can I find it? Second Peter chapter 1. Let's go to 2 Peter. I want you to listen to this. 2 Peter, if you can put that up. 2 Peter chapter 1, and let's see where I want to pick up at. Okay, I'm on to save time. I'm going to pick up at verse 17. Second Peter, chapter 1, verse 17. And this is why God wants you to understand what it means to walk in the light. And see, like I said, I didn't say it like this earlier. See, when babies are first born, they got to be fed what they can eat. You know, when Tony, our oldest son, first came out of the womb, we didn't run out and get him a steak and a Coca-Cola and a milkshake. No. Because what we look like? Boy, I'm going to celebrate my son. I'm going to give him the biggest steak he can eat. What'd you think? And this is why we have to know how to feed so newborn babes in Christ will know how to grow up, so they can grow up. You feed them the milk of the word. Now listen, it's verse 17. He said, for he received from God the Father honor and glory. Talking about Jesus. When there came such a voice from heaven, from the excess of glory, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. And this is Peter. Now listen to what Peter said now. And this is the voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mountain. That you remember the mountain of transfiguration? Remember that scripture? When he went up on the mountain of transfiguration, took him in Peter, James, and John, and Jesus just unrolled himself. And Peter saw Jesus and saw Moses and Elijah. And Peter said, whoa, Lord, it's good to be here. Let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. But a voice came out of that cloud and said, what? This is my beloved son, him. That's what Peter's talking about. This voice we heard. That's what he's saying. We heard that voice. We was in that cloud. Hello, somebody. Watch. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. He said, this voice came from heaven. We heard when we were there with him in the holy mount. But watch what he said. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed. Are y'all in the house? This is our closing script for tonight, so I need you to listen. He said, we have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well, that if you take heed, as a what? Light, doing what? Shining in dark places, until a day dawn, until a day star, arrive in your heart. This is why we teach. Now, let me explain to you what it's saying. Remember I talked to you about, mentioned earlier, we didn't go run out and get Tony a steak. And Therese probably tried to eat it. Had to get him back when I can. But he said, what he's saying here, we have a more sure word of prophecy. Peter said, when I was in that mountain, I knew I heard God's voice. There's no doubt about it. I heard that voice. But he said, this written words you got here, see that word up there? It's a more sure word of prophecy. The word you got in your Bible, that's the reason why you got to be prayerful. Somebody always want to come up to you and prophesy. Right. You don't swallow everything, somebody, because you got the more sure word right there. That's the prophecy you want to get from. Yeah. Are y'all hearing me? And that don't do away with prophecy now. I'm not saying that. But I'm telling you that one that's telling you what thus saith the Lord could be missing it. Amen. But that one ain't missing it. That word you're holding right there is not missing. He said, and what he's saying to her, what as a pastor, as a prophet, a teacher, whoever, when you teach this word, what we're doing, it's just like you in the dark and I got a light. I will shine my light in the dark and you can follow me. You follow me? The Lord told me this many years ago. You shine that light and you stay with me and you can go through the night or go through the dark place or go through and get to. But when the sun come up, you don't need that flashlight. I said, when the sun come up, when the daylight get here, you don't need it no more. And that's what I'm doing for some of you, shining light. Because when daylight get here, you won't need it, you see. You'll know for yourself. You'll know, say, yeah, I am a child of the King. Yes, I'm walking in the light. Yes, I am the redeemed. Yes, I'm supposed to prosper. Yes, I'm a winner. You got the light now. Satan tried to come and tell you, said, no, you just say you a lie. I'm a new creation. Amen. Why? Because the daylight has showed up in your life. You got the revelation of it. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Isn't God good? Amen. I say, isn't God good? Amen. That we can know that we know that we know that we know. And we know that we know that we know. Adios. Precious. I don't see anyway. There we go. Precious.